This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in here to kick off the second hour of the weekend edition. Al and I have on the line with us the CEO and president of Novo Resources, Quinton Henning. Quinton, Novo came out with a couple interesting news releases this week, one of particularly noteworthy, and that was on September 13th. It talks about drilling that was underway and the first two holes of an eight-hole program that were released. Some of the highlights of this drill program, actually quite simply from the title, Novo drills 143.5 grams per ton gold at Tuscarora. Can you take us through the first two drill holes and what it means for the company moving forward at this property, please?
Sure thing. The project is located in north central Nevada. It's a high-grade epithermal vein system. I worked on this about 20 years ago for a major mining company. The project's largely unknown in the, you know, the public market or public space. So this probably came as a surprise to some of our shareholders. You know, we've mentioned it in MD&A and so forth, but we haven't really put the project out there as a significant asset until we decided to drill here recently. So the first two holes are just really a test of some of the previous drilling I did. Back in the 1990s, when we drilled, we did not conduct downhole surveys. Budgets were tight. We were kind of cowboying in the drill program. So we didn't have accurate surveys and could tell exactly where this mineralization was. It's a blind target. It's below alluvium. We were drilling blind, so we didn't have a good sense of the orientation and the strike of the vein. So these holes that we are drilling, these eight holes that we've completed recently, are all properly surveyed. They're testing areas where we feel confident we should intersect the vein or veins, and they should give us a much better handle on the continuity and orientation of this vein system. The grades you see in the news release are quite high, 143 grams per ton. I think it's about 4.6 ounces per ton. Is similar to some of the intercepts we had in the 1990s, so it's not a huge surprise to me. But what I would like to do here is, you know, it's a target that has to be carefully approached, you know, like in a measured fashion. So we're gathering data, and that'll enable us to come back and orient further drilling in a more meaningful way.
Now, Quentin, in that press release, you're quoted as saying both holes intersected the Navajo vein extension as you had planned. Let's talk about the significance of that.
The Navajo vein is one of the larger veins that was produced in the 1880s and up through the early 1900s in the Tuscarora camp. The Tuscarora district is mainly known as a silver camp, although there was gold produced. What's very interesting about this system is it's been rotated. So as you move southward, in other words, towards the area we're drilling, the system becomes more and more gold enriched. And that's what we're seeing in the drill holes. We're basically seeing the upper level of an epithermal system. And hence we're seeing higher, you know, gold values and less silver. Like we didn't even announce the silver numbers that accompany the gold. They're basically one to one.
So, Quinton, since this news came out, the market has reacted very favorably for Novo, especially in the face of a falling gold price. I think that's noteworthy for people to pay attention to. Looking forward now, what will further drive this story, let's talk about the other six holes that are part of this eight-hole program. When do you expect those to come out? What are your expectations for these holes?
Yeah, I would say within the next couple of weeks, we should see those results probably by the end of this month. Once we have all those in hand, we'll make a further announcement, and we'll be able to talk more about, you know, the continuity and orientation of this vein. I am expecting to be able to also tell the market, you know, what our next steps are going to be, what we plan to do going forward with the project. You know, it's a very interesting target. It provides a lot of you know, interest in our company, and we would like to maximize that interest. Look, we've got a lot going. You know, we've got this project here in Nevada, but we've also got our assets in Australia. I think, you know, one of the keys about Novo is that we do what we say, and in this case, we said we were going to go out and poke 8 holes in the ground and find some gold, and we've done that.
Let's just give a bit of, if you wouldn't mind, a brief summary for our newer listeners about not only Nevada, because I think we've covered that pretty well, but let's talk about what you've got going in Australia.
Sure thing. Look, at Beaton's Creek, where we've got the ongoing trial mine that's underway. That's going to be complete over the next few months. We're in the processing phase on that. But what's really exciting and coming up in the very short term is our drilling at Blue Spec. Blue Spec is a very high-grade gold vein system. It's an orogenic system. The gold is associated with antimony, which is a byproduct in this case. The historic drilling that's been done there, many intercepts encountered, you know, tens or even hundreds of grams per ton gold. The current resource, which is, you know, it's a JORC resource. It's not necessarily 43-101 compliant, so, you know, I use that caution to everyone. It's about 220,000 ounces at around 16 grams per ton. The modeling we've done of that resource, though, is what's very interesting. It clearly shows it's wide open in all directions, you know, along strike, at depth, so forth. So we're going to go in with a very strategic plan that drills extensions of the known high grade. We're also going to test some intervening ground between the ore chutes, where there's no drilling at all at present. So we're hopeful that we see a much bigger system here. And then we're going to test some new targets that we found along strike. We've sampled probably 20-odd areas where we're seeing 10-plus gram values at surface, most of which have never been drilled. So we're going to test a lot of those targets. And this could actually be one of the more exciting exploration stories out in the market soon.
So I find this company interesting because of what you just outlined there, Quinton. There is some test mining going on at Beaton's Creek in Australia, but then there's also these other exploration properties, which ties into the second news release that Novo came out with on Friday, which talks about completing a purchase of a previously optioned project from Talga Resources. How does this fit into the ongoing expansion of this company?
Sure. The three properties that are mentioned in that news release were under option. They're all in the vicinity of our other projects in the Pilbara region in Australia, so they're close by. Each project has high-grade targets on it. I prefer high-grade targets, and you know, these were very, very good opportunities in my view. They basically provide a pipeline, if you will, of exploration opportunity for Novo. And, you know, they could complement what we're doing in terms of production at Beaton's Creek. They're high-grade coarse gold. They might complement and, you know, be compatible with our envisioned gravity-only mine at Beaton's Creek.
Well, Quinton, I have to say, I think we all prefer high-grade properties, so I'm glad that you're taking that approach to exploration. Can you give us a quick rundown on where the company sits cash-wise right now?
Yes, right now we have about just under $6 million in the bank, plenty of money to cover all of the costs of exploration in our trial mine. You know, we do expect production out of the trial mine. We have a debenture out there, too, that we've got to make good on by the end of the year. But I would say we're in a very, very strong position right now.
Now, you completed the deal that we were just talking about by issuing 765,115 shares. Are you pretty comfortable with that? That seems to me to be a pretty effective way to handle a transaction like this as opposed to losing cash.
Yes, we agreed on settlement terms about 3 months, or three weeks ago when the price was a bit lower. But look, the upside here is that we're paying for this in shares. It doesn't sacrifice cash. And it gives us 100% control over the properties and enables us to get on with some more detailed exploration and even perhaps trial bulk sampling and things like this.
Their ticker symbol is NVO on the venture, or NSRPF.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Segment 6 of the weekend edition. We are chatting right now with George Jarrow, one of our resident gold experts right now. George, we have some interesting things going on in the gold market. Number one, we seem to be in a downward trend. Yesterday when we recorded this, gold was off about $7.10, had fallen to $13.1090. Silver was off 19 cents. It was at $18.85. Having said that, as you mentioned off mic, we have a number of headwinds right now. now that are causing gold to probably head in this direction. One is an upcoming Fed announcement regarding, obviously, interest rates. Option exploration is coming up, as is the upcoming meeting with the Bank of Japan. Let's start with the implications that the Fed could have in terms of what they do with interest rates on the price of gold and what you think they're going to do.
Let's backtrack a little bit, because we also had index option expiration in the securities world, adding to the volatility and the turmoil today. And the fact that gold is only off a half of 1%, 0.5, is not indicating a terrible sell-off that may be coming. On the other hand, we also are seeing that open interest in the futures contract at 576,291 is again a little bit lower, and still shows that gold is under-owned by asset allocators and has been under-owned, because the shareholders of the various funds have not been asking whether the fund is in gold or has gold, as they've been very happy with stocks and bonds. Now, that could be changing. We have the Fed meeting on the 21st. We don't think that there will be a rate hike on the 21st, because they don't want to be the Grinch that stole Christmas from the retailers. They don't want to be political. And so far, the data-dependent Fed has not seen much of anything. CPI today was up only a fraction, and September figures so far have really been in a lull. So the Bank of Japan meeting next Wednesday, the Fed meeting next Wednesday, has a lot of traders on edge. Thereafter, today we had index option expiration, and next, after the 21st, we're going to have two other events. There's going to be the COMEX option expiration, which could be very interesting, because we have a lot of put options between 1300 and 1250. And we also have a lot of call options at 1340 and 1350. And we think that it's sort of like a rubber band stretching thin. Thereafter, when all this is out of the way, we may be going back to basics after elections, and gold can probably become, again, significantly important to asset allocators as people begin to wonder more about the state of politics, currencies, and the economy in general.
George, in your eyes and your experience in the gold sector, how quickly can you see asset allocators, fund managers, those type of people switch their tact and start to take a much more significant position in gold?
I think it would take some technical moves on the upside. It would take a price improvement. You'll need more higher open interest, higher moving averages, higher closes at 1360 to 1365 or better, to get the asset allocators to think about gold more seriously, as all these event-driven rallies recently have not lasted. And so it was like the boy crying wolf, and gold came right off after moving back up. But every time it does come off, we seem to have enough of buyers, both in the Far East and in Europe and in South America, to add to it.
You know, you made an interesting comment earlier in our discussion. You said that you felt that the elections would have a bearing, in the sense that once the elections are over, that everybody would kind of have a better feel, that have both feet planted a little more firmly on the ground. They'd feel a little more secure, I suppose, in knowing what the uncertainties remained. What I'm getting from what you're saying, George, is we're only in September right now. The elections are a good month and a half away, a little bit over that, to say the least. So you think it's going to be probably towards middle November to end of November before we see a different trend in the price of gold. Is that correct?
yes, I think you've got it right. And then looking at the political outlook outside the United States, the world suddenly seems to be tilting towards the right. And you're seeing that in Eastern Europe. You're seeing that in Germany. And then, of course, you're seeing it in Japan with a negative interest rate, Germany with a negative interest rate, low interest rates everywhere. The final effects of Brexit we haven't seen yet. So I think there's enough going forward that will suddenly start the asset allocators looking at gold should we have any kind of a major event. And, of course, the unexpected is what usually does happen when it comes to trading the metals over the years.
No, George, you're absolutely right on that. The unexpected is something that can really drive the price of the metals. In your mind, and just kind of as a side note, how high do you think the gold price can go either this year or early on in next year?
I think probably this year we might still see 1400 at year end. And next year, that remains to be seen because it'll depend an awful lot on the behavior of interest rates, currencies. But, you know, there's some popular conceptions that are interesting that once the Fed does start to hike, and it seems that if they are hiking because the economy is doing better, then, of course, that could be bullish for gold. If you think back what happened many, many years ago in the 80s, you had higher rates and higher gold. Gold actually reacts more to inflation. We still have other things that can happen, such as terrible weather year end that could hurt crops. And if you start to see our crops moving higher in price, that could be inflationary.
I don't think you're going to see a hike in interest rates. Just want to get your views on that very quickly, if you would.
Okay, I don't see how we can really hike a lot when the rest of the world isn't, and when we don't see the economy responding as it should.
My thoughts exactly. George, always a pleasure to have you on the show. You are incredibly astute and an incredibly valuable guest for us. Your insights on gold certainly are near the top of the list. Have a good rest of the weekend.
Well, thank you very much.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good-for-25-years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Switching up our focus a little bit in this segment, we're going to focus on the uranium industry. We get a number of comments pretty much week after week asking for updates on uranium and just a little bit more coverage on this sector. There's a lot of people following the uranium sector, but I think there's been a lot of confusion out there in terms of not only supply and demand numbers, but also the way that the market is moving. I have in this segment a new guest on the show, Daniel Major. He is the CEO of Goviex. They are a uranium explorer based in Africa. We'll get more into the company later on. But Daniel, let's first talk about this uranium industry. Let's first start on the supply side. Can you share some of the numbers that you see and work with as essentially an insider in the uranium industry to base where you think this market is going?
Yeah, thanks, Corey. I think this market's interesting, as we sit there. I mean, we continue to see a weakness in the price. But I think when you go and look at the market itself, you are looking at a scenario where going forward, you've got declining supply in a number of areas. You've got no new production coming on. You've got existing operations gradually coming towards the end of their lives. And some of these projects have been around for a very long time. You do have a couple of new projects on the scene that are of size. I mean, you look at Huseb down in Namibia that the Chinese are building at the moment. But nothing new is flowing through. So you're getting a stabilization very much on existing production. And certainly over the next 5 years to 10 years, you're going to actually see that decline fairly quickly. Certainly looking at the forecasts that I've seen around, you're looking in the next 10 years between 5 and 10% of existing production actually declining. At the same time, you're looking at demand going up 40%. So, you know, naturally you're looking at that gap appearing simply because one is going up and one is going down. I think the other issue here, Corey, is going to be, you know, the inventories. I think we've got to put these into two brackets as well. You've got the known inventories that are out there that are regularly selling into the market that we all can follow. You know, the industry commentators, the US DOE, the Russians, these numbers tend to be fairly stable. In fact, in the case of the DOE, they've gradually reduced their volumes in the last year. I think they're down to 5 million a year. Most commentators are looking for that number, which is currently about 40 million pounds, to decline again over the next 5 to 10 years to 20, 25 million pounds. So again, as those kind of inventories disappear, I think what's disappointing at the moment is we seem to have a market that's it's got small volumes. We're getting small volume trades. You know, utilities looking for relatively small amounts. Somebody who's got to sell is selling into those positions. There's been a lot of talk about long-term contracts having to be replaced. And I think all of those positives point to a market. I think the question that we all have is, you know, what time does this change? I think part of it has got to be human nature. We've had 9 years of declining price. More recently, it's tended to stay down. People are looking at this and saying, well, there's inventory out there. You know, we know that since 2009, inventory has been gradually building because as new production came on and then you got Fukushima, the slowdown on the decline in the Japanese reactors, the slowdown on Chinese build in phase three. These all had an implication on the market. But going forward, we do see that tightening up. And I think the buy side is kind of watching and not quite sure when it wants to come back. And while it watches, we remain in this stagnant position. But I think you are going to sit a position that as you gradually see price move, people going on the buy side are going to start realizing they better start booking some of these pounds. And at that point, I think we'll start to see a fairly rapid move.
Daniel, I find it so interesting for uranium that the narrative for the last, I would say, even 4 or 5 years has been that we're going to see all these reactors in Japan, even a shift in China away from coal and more into using uranium as a power source. And this will drive the price higher. But it seems like everything is slow moving in that sense. Is there any other growth opportunity that you're seeing in the uranium space in terms of demand?
Before I get onto that, I think, yes, slow moving has been the case to date. But I think what you are seeing is an acceleration of it. I mean, it took a very long time for the Japanese to get their first restarts away. And we now have 5. The last reports out were that was another 20 reactors currently on the review process. So you can see that, you know, it was slow, but it's accelerating. China was slow because after Fukushima, they halted their phase three constructions completely because they decided to do it sensibly, decided to do a safety review. And once they had completed that safety review, they've re-kickstarted that whole phase three. So, I mean, one thing I'd point readers to have a look at, which is go and look at the BP Energy report for last year. There's a very good chart in there for energy generation. And you can see the drop-off in 2011, 2012. But what's most interesting is that chart has now turned around and it's starting to catch up again to where it was before. The other thing that you're seeing, I think, most interestingly for me, is that the narrative after 2011 was very negative. You know, you had people like the Germans, you had some of the states in the US going very anti-nuclear. But I think you've also seen a more recent trend in the last 12 months of a realization that if people are going to meet their emission standards, they have got to have a balanced energy supply. You can't just have renewables. You have to have a mix of here. I've seen numbers quoted that if you actually go over 30% of your power supply generated by renewables, it actually becomes cost negative to you, and you have to fit back into the nuclear. So, and you've seen these changes. New York is a classic state where you've seen that change where nuclear is being put on the same footing as renewables. Similar situation in Sweden where they changed the taxes that they had to put that back onto a better renewable. I think the other thing, and I think what you're alluding to, is the SMR. The small modular reactor, I think that's another area that's starting to get momentum. My personal sense here is that, you know, it's been around for a while. I mean, submarines and aircraft carriers have them in. So, you know, they're well tested from a scale point of view. And these are 300 megawatt reactors rather than the 1.3, 1.8 gigawatt reactors that are out there instead. You know, they're easier to site. And, you know, it's a bit like saying, well, you know, it downplays the risk effects. What I think is interesting as well is that the U.S. has been looking at this for a while, and it has some momentum, but it's not really tracking. The area that does seem to be accelerating into it, from what I can see from what I'm reading, is the U.K. Is taking a very aggressive approach to this and trying to push it forward strongly. They see this as a better approach to the development of nuclear and the ability to provide nuclear to the grid, rather than trying to keep planning these enormous reactors and all the issues associated with planning them and financing them. It's a lot easier to try and put in 300 scale reactors instead.
Interesting concept if we do see this move towards, almost smaller module type of reactors rather than these massive ones out there. Could eliminate a little bit of the environmental footprint, but also could become another driver to the demand side of the equation. Interesting comments there, Daniel. I think you've shared some good insights on the uranium sector. If anybody wants to know more about GoVX, the company that Daniel is the CEO of, check out our website. We did an interview earlier in the week. Highly recommend checking out this company because I think Daniel and his team really have something noteworthy for all of you looking for a little exposure in the uranium aspect in terms of an explorer company. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. We've got Axel Merck with us right now. You know, so for those of you who are unaware, we have an election coming up here in early November. And the question, obviously, is the big election is between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton for the big seat in the government, so to speak. We're going to talk with Axel about their opinion as to what the various potential financial outcomes could be for Americans should, say, Trump win and should Hillary win. Having said that, Merck Investments is doing a seminar, webinar on this on September 22nd. If you want any information at all about how to participate in that webinar, just let us know and we can help you out. Axel, let's take the unlikely case that Mr. Trump is going to win all the cards, so to speak. Now, if Trump gets elected, what is your and your colleagues' opinion as to what that outcome would be in the financial markets?
Sure, and we talked offline whether it is really so unlikely or not, and it is unlikely according to the prediction markets right now. Now, our view is that we were intensely watching the Brexit vote in the UK. All the smart people were telling us that, oh my God, no, they are never going to leave. And ultimately, yes, they did leave. And part of the reason is that the so-called intellectuals, and if I may, I include us in that as well, we just have no clue what's happening in the rest of the country. The things that I'm based in San Francisco, the concerns people have in San Francisco are very different from the concerns people have in the Midwest. And so it is very difficult for us sitting at our desk, and Mike is sitting at my Bloomberg, to know what somebody's thinking about in the Midwest. And so similarly, the odds of a Trump presidency might be much, much higher than people are pricing in. So you ask me, well, what does it mean? And we'll go into more detailed analysis in our webinar. But let's dissect some of the things that we do know about Trump. One of the things we know about Trump is that he's a deal maker. Well, how do you make a deal in Washington? A deal you make in Washington by giving them whatever they want. So you'll build a bridge to nowhere if you can build your wall to the south, for example. So you're probably going to see an uptick in government spending. The one policy that most people are concerned about is about introducing trade barriers because he wants to renegotiate trade deals. Now, we don't know whether after a month of talking to the Chinese, he'll turn around and say we're best buddies now. But in case that we're going to make it more difficult to facilitate trade, the one thing that I would like to point out and our kind of core competency, so to speak, is in the currencies and precious metals market, is that when you have a country that has a current account deficit, meaning you're a country that depends on foreigners financing your debt, then if you introduce barriers barriers to trade, then your currency can suffer. So it's one of the key reasons why the UK, that has a current account deficit, saw its currency plunge in the aftermath of the Brexit. And so similarly, if you had a Trump presidency, you might see the dollar suffer. Now, with one exception maybe, one of the folks, many people have focused on the Mexican peso. The Mexican peso seems to be quite sensitive to the to a Trump presidency, and so the dollar might rise versus the peso, or the Mexican peso appears to be quite vulnerable because that's precisely where Trump might put some up some blockades there. And so the currency market is one of the areas where we might see some action if we see Trump win.
So let's relate this now to the gold market, because I know that you do cover gold quite closely. What do you think some of the implications for gold would be? Let's say, first of all, leading up to the election, because if we do have some more uncertainty, sometimes gold can do better, but then after the election is sorted out.
So gold has had an interesting ride, obviously, in recent years. We printed a great deal of money. Gold went up, and then we continued printing some, but then gold plunged quite a bit, maybe because it was overdone, and now as interest rates go up, it actually has been moving up again. Gold does well when real interest rates are near zero. When Volcker in the early 80s hiked real interest rates, gold being a brick couldn't compete well, but when your cash is being eroded, then it might be a good competitor. And neither Trump nor Clinton have, at least I haven't heard, how they address our long-term debt issues, our long-term entitlement issues. They have big words, both of them, but I don't see any real tackling of the deep structural issues we are facing. And Clinton wants to have lots of infrastructure spending. Trump doesn't phrase it necessarily that way, but ultimately, as I indicated, I also think he's going to spend more money. So I don't think we'll solve those issues. And in that sort of environment, gold should be doing just fine medium term. Now, on top of that, you mentioned the uncertainty. Gold, as you point out, historically does well during uncertainty. In the context of a market where that I think is overvalued, I'm talking about stocks and bonds, I think volatility can go up. If volatility goes up, gold historically performs quite well. I think at the very least, investors want to have a couple percentage points invested in gold as a standard prudent diversification. And in the current environment, maybe significantly more, simply because the risks of the markets in general. And now, of course, we can then blame either Trump or Clinton if indeed the markets do tank. That said, let's also keep in mind that presidents aren't as quite as powerful as we sometimes make them out to be. But the thing that they can do, they influence perception, they influence confidence of whether people want to invest. And if we have clarity on policy, that's a good thing. So if you think Trump or Clinton will provide clarity on policy, then it's smooth sailing. If you think we're introducing an uncertainty, then you might want to pare down some of your investments in traditional stocks in particular, and gold has probably a good future there.
You know, Axel, I got to tell you, I'm a real political junkie, as everybody knows, and that is, I think you're going to see a lot more uncertainty in a Trump victory as opposed to a Clinton victory, but I think that uncertainty will be relatively short-lived. I have to tell you, my opinion, I hate to agree with anything Mrs. Clinton says, but having said that, my opinion is increasing infrastructure spending, I think, is a very good idea in the U.S. How do you feel about that?
I will quote our maestro, Mr. Greenspan. I don't agree with him on much. But this I agree with him. If you increase infrastructure spending when you already have the unemployment rate low, the key thing you're going to get is you're going to get debt to increase, and you're going to get inflation, push wage inflation. What you need to focus on, in my view, is on ways to increase productivity. The government is usually not so good at doing that on the infrastructure side. What we need to do is we need to unleash private sector investments. And for that, you need clarity on regulation and policy. We need to kind of simplify many of the regulations. In my view, that has to be the main goal. I doubt that the government knows where exactly the infrastructure spending has to be. That might give us a short-term bump, but it doesn't address any of the structural issues. So I think it's great political talk for the time being. And yes, I do think we'll see more of that going forward. I don't think it's going to get us into a better situation. Now, if you're a gold investor, you may like it because if our financial state isn't so great, maybe gold does better, but I'd much rather have a more robust long-term growth, which I don't think we'll get with the government just plowing down lots of money into building more roads.
Okay, Axel, in the last minute here, I know one topic that you will be covering in this webinar that caught my eyes is there such a thing as an election-proof portfolio? I don't want you to go into everything that you're going to say during the webinar, but please give us maybe a 1-minute synopsis if you could.
The only thing I'll give you for now, and the rest I'll have to encourage you to go to our website at MerckInvestments.com to sign up for our webinar. But you want to stress test your portfolio. I allege that most investors haven't done that, that they have been enjoying the ride as it's been going up. And so with that, with anything coming across, they might be quite vulnerable. And so one of the things I'll be focusing on is not so much, I'm not going to say buy this healthcare company because it's going to do well if one candidate or the other wins, but what I will try to do is alert people to the sort of risks that they might not be considering. And I mentioned one of them is about potential threat to the dollar if we do increase trade barriers to trade. So that's just one of the things that I'll be talking about.
When you talk about increasing trade barriers, I personally would see that happening with a Trump victory, but not necessarily with a Clinton victory. Give us an opinion how you think that's going to shake out. We've got about a minute left here.
With all these candidates, they do give a great talk, and then you just don't know what they're going to do in practice. Take these trade agreements that have been under negotiation. Once Mrs. Clinton is in favor, now she's against it. Overall, we have populist sentiment on the rise of the globe. So even if Clinton wants to pursue trade deals, the rest of the world might not be up for it anymore, because the same sort of forces that have given a rise to Sanders or Trump have given a rise to Corbyn in the UK. He's he was the leader of the Labour Party. Even Abe is a populist prime minister in Japan. We have populist sentiment rise in France and Germany and in Eastern Europe and many parts of the world. And so all of that makes it more difficult to get good trade deals done. And then, of course, Brexit, I mean, everybody is happy because markets jump back in the UK. But I don't think we've seen the last of that. UK has to renegotiate trade deal that will change the scope of where we are in the world. And that's going to give plenty of opportunity for disagreement. And yes, Clinton might be pragmatic when push comes to shove, but it needs two to tango, and the other side of the equation, who knows who he's going to be talking to in the rest of the world.
I think who knows was the key to this coming election.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.